Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Are you sure you're clapping for Jesus? You can make it bigger and louder and the biggest and the loudest with the voice of the shout of hallelujah. Shiloh 2025. It doesn't sound as if you are breaking new ground. Shiloh 2025. I'm breaking new grounds. To God alone be the glory. Great things He has done. I want to believe your life will never remain the same again. Because you and I have had encounters at Shiloh. Help me ask your neighbor, did you have encounters at Shiloh this year? Our lives will not remain the same again. In the name of Jesus. With the depth of our heart, let's celebrate the goodness of God as we lift up our hands and bless His name this morning. That's all we are here to do. We are here to thank Him for all that He has done at Shiloh 2025. And as we do, His blessing will multiply in our life. Let's give God thanks. Wave your hands to Him. Behave as if you are the only one in the presence of God this morning. Lord, I have returned as that one leper to say thank you. We say thank you. And we say thank you for my encounters at Shiloh. I want you to personalize it. Father, thank you for my own encounters at Shiloh 2025. I give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed, blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Oh, the glory must be to the Lord. For He is worthy of your to Him. All the glory belongs to you. That's all we have come to do in this service. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your voice. Raise your hand to Him.
more time. Given this morning in the name of Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Father, we want to say we are grateful for the privilege of seeing this year, Shiloh 2025. Thank you for making us partakers. Thank you for making us undertakers. And thank you for making it impactful. Thank you because our lives will never remain the same again. Thank you because our status has changed. Our position has changed. Our experience is changing and our testimonies are here in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the course of this thanksgiving, we pray that you perfect all that concerns us. Give us understanding of your word and let your name be glorified. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Someone who is alive and grateful, you can say louder, amen. Help me congratulate your neighbor to the left and right of them. Congratulations. Congratulations. And congratulations. Give Jesus a big hand of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. One more time, Shiloh 2025. I'm breaking new grounds. We owe God thanks. Is the short word we are going to be looking at before we go into a time of celebration. We are going to just hear the word briefly, and we trust that that word gives us the understanding that set the pace. All we are here to do is to thank God. Shiloh has been a mountain of voices. Amen? Amen. Day one, day two to the last, we have been hearing the word. Praise the Lord. All we are here to do is to give God thanks. In Psalm 119, verse 162, the Bible says, I rejoice at thy word as one that hath found a great spoil. How many of you heard the word of the Lord this Shiloh? Did you hear? Are you sure you heard anything? Some people are looking at me, maybe they didn't hear. Did you hear anything at all? Are you sure you heard something at all? Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. The Bible said, the word were found, and I did eat them. And the word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. So if you are not rejoicing this morning, it means you didn't find any word. Perhaps you were there, or perhaps you were not there. Hallelujah. And in case maybe you were not there, in the course of the week, we are still on Shiloh ground, because it's today that Shiloh ends. So you are hearing your own word this morning. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. But the good news is, your status has changed. And your life will never remain the same again. You hear all the testimonials coming, everybody saying one or two things that they had. One light that came. Praise the Lord. So it means that indeed God has made it a mountain of voices for us. Please help me celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Are you sure you are doing that? Amen. So Shiloh 2025 has been a mountain of raw fulfillment of prophecies. God has fulfilled his word. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 15. It says, blessed be the Lord God who spoke to David my father and with his hand has fulfilled it. With his hand has fulfilled it. In Joshua 21 and 45, the Bible said, there filleth not the word of the Lord that came to the children of Israel. He said, all came to pass. All came to pass. You're glad to know that as of this morning, the good report that came to us is that we had about 144 nations gathered for Shiloh 2025. If you are clapping, you can make it bigger. Don't forget, many years ago, a prophetic word came to the apostle over this commission. He said, you shall stand in one spot and the entire world shall be connected to hear the word. Praise the Lord. We are not talking about people who came online. We are talking about where people gathered. So in Shiloh this year, in 144 nations, people gathered there. Now, we are not talking about one or two. You are clapping. You can make it bigger. Can you see that now? Some places, 2,000 to the mark. Some places, 3,000 to the mark. Are you catching that now? That's to tell you how many people gathered in one place. What more? We had connection of viewers for 161 nations of the world. Amen. Please, you can clap for Jesus. Only God can do this. To God alone be what? So it's a raw fulfillment of prophecy. Something God said in many years. And now our eyes can see the fulfillment. I'm too glad to know that you are part of the fulfillment of prophecy. Do you know why you should be glad? Because if you are part of this fulfillment of prophecy, that's a signal that the one God have taught somebody will say the loud amen. As God said it at some point, he said, the Lord told him, he said, my son, set yourself and go ahead to demystify the supernatural at Shiloh 2025. Demystify it. Make it very simple. Somebody say, make it simple. Hallelujah. How many of you had some very simple word this season? I don't know about you. Did you hear a very simple word? Are you sure you had a very simple word? Are you sure you had your own simple word? The word of God, very simple. And the word came. Among other things, we just want to do a summary, particularly for those who need to capture something. Four things came very clean at Shiloh this year. Number one, we learned, or it came to us, that the heritage of every child of God is to operate in the supernatural. True of us? How many of you had that? Say with me, I'm born. Louder you can, I'm born. Or I'm redeemed to operate in the supernatural. You can say the loudest, I'm redeemed to operate in the supernatural. John 3 and verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh, and cannot tell where it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Isaiah 8, 18, he say, I and the children whom the Lord has given to me, we are for sign and for wonders. Say with me, I'm for sign and for wonders. So this is very clear. From Shiloh, it is clear that I am a supernatural being. The supernatural is my natural habitat. Very clear. Every redeem is not new. It's not mystical. It's simple gospel. If you are born again, you are born to operate in the supernatural. And beginning from now and throughout the year 2026, you will be operating in the supernatural. I thought somebody would say a loud amen.
Amen.
Number two, what came to us? We also learned is by the word. We learned that the supernatural is provoked by his word. Exodus 4:17, God told Moses, say, take this word and with this rod, you do signs. Exodus 4:17, Isaiah 11 and verse 1 and 2, the Bible helps us to understand that that rod is the word. That rod is the word. Hallelujah. So when the children of God, that's the disciples, in Mark 16, verse 17 all the way to 20, the Bible says, as they went forth preaching, in verse 20, the Bible says, God was confirming the word. So signs and wonders are simply the manifestation of the word that we receive and we believe. The word is the tool. Somebody say it's the tool. Is the tool that God uses to work signs. So if you don't have the word, you don't have a sign. To be wordless is to be signless. 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 Hallelujah. John chapter 2 and verse 5, he said, whatsoever I tells you to do, do it. Whatsoever I tell you to do what? Do it. Whatever I tell you to do what? Do it. And verse 11, it said, this beginning of miracles Jesus did. So as you do the word, miracles begin. As you do the word, miracles begin. From this Shiloh, as you begin to do the word, I see your life becoming a miracle life.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen. I said, I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
I say your life will become a miracle.
Amen.
Your life will become a miracle.
Amen.
Your life will become a miracle.
Amen.
What else we learned? Number three, God said to his servants, stir up their mentality for the supernatural. Stir up their mentality for the supernatural. What does that mean? The supernatural answers to our mentality. Proverbs 23, 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Listen to me. It is the consciousness of the supernatural in you that makes you reflect and manifest it. Genesis 13, verse 14 and 15. It says, as far as your eyes can see, I will give. As far as your eyes can see, I will give. And in Jeremiah 1:12, it says, son of man, what do you see? And then he said, I can see. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 12. Verse number 11, he said, I can see a rod of an almond tree. And then in verse 12, the Lord responded to him. He said, you have seen well. Now because you see, my word shall be hastened. So you don't know how speedy God can walk until you begin to see well. And how many of you are glad? I don't know about you, but if you were there, I want to believe it's Friday morning. We had what we call healing of our eyes and our ears. True of us? God healed our eyes and God healed our... We had what we call hear miracles and what I call seeing miracles. The seeing eyes and the hearing ears. Praise the Lord. Do you know what that means? All through this year and next year, you will never be confused.
Amen.
I didn't hear your loud amen.
Amen.
I said, I didn't hear your loud amen.
Amen.
I'm sure you agree with me that if you can see better, life will be better. True of us. Therefore, beginning from today, you will never be confused.
Amen.
So mind your thoughts. Because your thought creates your future. After this Shiloh, if anybody is asking you, who are you? Your response will tell what is going on in your mind. For instance, from this Shiloh, it is clear that I am Mrs. Christ. You see, I'm the only one that caught that revelation. Say, but Pastor, you are a man. Forget it. We are all the bride of Christ. He is the bridegroom. We are the bride. And on Friday night, we went to renew our marriage covenant. How many of you renew your marriage covenant? I did. So if you ask me, who am I? In case I don't tell, I'm Pastor Matthew, I say I'm Mrs. Christ. I'm not confused, though. I know what I'm saying. I'm telling you the truth. Revelation. So simple but real. So if you touch me, my husband will deal with you. Kamande Hegra Hashola Kaprahadia Gaya. Are you catching that now? He said, you are the apple of my eyes. Are you catching that now? That is a new light. If you catch that light, no evil can come near you. No evil can come near you. Have you ever seen the wife of a president stranded in any nation? I don't care whether you are in the United Kingdom. You are the wife of Christ. And because you are the wife of Christ, Christ will take care of you. I didn't hear your amen. You will never suffer frustration again. You will not beg for any job again. You will not beg for any favor again. Beginning from this Shiloh and forever, you shall enjoy the immunity of the wife of Christ. Somebody receive that with the loudest amen. And number four, what did we learn? We were charged to take responsibilities. To take what? Responsibilities. Take this rod. Exodus 4:17. Take it. And with this rod, you will be doing the sign. We were charged to take responsibilities so that we can command signs. What does that mean? It means that we can command supernatural in any area of our life if we're interested. How many of you remember the word training to operate in the supernatural? Were you there? That the supernatural answers to training. Genesis 14:14. Abraham harmed his trained servant. So how do we get there? Whatever we are going through, we should go all out to look out for the word. Go and look for the word that will deal with that situation. Job 6:25. He says, how forcible are the right word? There is a right word for what you are looking for. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word. The word healed them. And the word deliver them from their destruction. So we look for the right word. We look for the sent word. And we look for the word in season. Somebody say the word in season. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. He opened my ear to hear. As he opens my ear, he giveth me the tongue of the land, and that I should know how to speak a word in season when I'm weary. He wakened me morning by morning and wakened my ear to hear, as the land, to help me to know to speak a word in season, not a word that is out of season. Galatians 4 verse 1, hear this now, to 2. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, he does not differ from a servant. Though he's the Lord of all. He's ordained to operate in the supernatural, but because he will not train up, he will not take responsibility, he's still behaving like a servant. Verse 2, he said, but he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed appointed of the Father. It takes responsibility. In verse 3, he says, even so we. So that means, no matter the promises, if you will not take responsibility, you end up as a liability. I had God's servant said yesterday, some of you must have heard it, he said, this mantle is a mantle of responsibility. How many of you heard that? It's a mantle of what? It's a mantle of what? This is my mantle. What is your own? It's mantle. Somebody says handkerchief. Well, that's you. My own is mantle. And thank God my own, I've written Breaking New Grounds. So it's tagged so I understand what the mantle is for. So in case you see me mantling myself or you think my neck, don't blame me. It is my sense of value that determines my flow of virtue. All throughout yesterday, this thing was in me. Just praying, Lord, I drink. I drink. I drink. Some of you can't find your own again. There are some people, they can't find their own again. It's like, I can't even find my handkerchief. Well, God bless you. Praise the Lord. So much God did. To God alone be the glory. Now listen to me. Elisha had to take the mantle in 2 Kings chapter 2. If you read verse 13 and verse 14. The mantle he received, he took up also the mantle. Can you see that? He took it, responsibility. And then he stood by the bank of Jordan. Look at verse 14. He took the mantle, responsibility. He took. Somebody say he took. He took responsibility. So please don't play down your part. Until you play your part, God is not committed. Are we making sense? All of these things has come down from heaven. That is the reason why each and every one of us, we owe God thanks. Now, as you know, one of the way God works is that God will never do a thing without not saying it. Are you catching that now? And because God has said it, what does that mean? God will do it. Numbers 23 and verse 19. This is going to bless somebody now. Because God said it, God will do it. Let's read one to go, everyone. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Give Jesus a big hand. So if God said it, I am breaking new ground. That's my new level. That's my new status. You may not understand, but me, I know. I am breaking new ground. What are you doing from now? You are not sounding as if you believe what you are saying. Are you still confused about what you are doing? Shout it loud and let your neighbor be angry. Hallelujah. Why should we give God thanks? Number one, we owe him the thanks. In Luke 17 and verse 17 to 19, after Jesus told the 10 leper, go and show yourself. The Bible says in verse 17, when the one saw, he saw that he was cleansed, he came back with a loud voice. And Jesus answered and said unto them, were there not 10 that were cleansed? So Jesus took record. Why or where is the 9? I want to believe you are one of that one today. If you indeed had something, you are one of that one today. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. He said, we are bound to thank God. Always. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. For you, brethren, we are bound. Somebody say, I am bound. Louder, you can say, I am bound. 2 Thessalonians 2:13, the same thing. We owe God thanks. From the call to worship, Psalm 105, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Why must we give God thanks? Number two, to preserve the blessing. Malachi 2 and verse 1 and verse 2. To preserve. This commandment is for you, O ye priest. You don't hear? To give thanks unto my name. He said, I will send a curse upon your blessing. God forbid. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name. He said, I, the Lord God, will send a curse to your blessing. If you don't want to lose the blessing, we have to thank him. Why must we give God thanks? Number three, to multiply the blessing. Jesus thanked God for the loaves of bread and the fishes that were limited, and it became unlimited. John chapter 6, verse 1 to 11. Please put all of that down. We are very familiar with these stories. Talking about the church growth of the apostolic church in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. The Bible says they were praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to them daily such as should be saved. Jeremiah 13:19. He said, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply and they shall not be small. And I will glorify. And they shall not be few. Thanksgiving is the multiplying factor in the kingdom. Anything you want God to multiply, thank God for it. Let's thank God for it. Now listen, you may have not have seen anything, but you have had something. And now I'm telling you that if you had something, God is already committed to do it. So thank God because you had his word. And finally, number four, to perfect our blessing. Somebody say, God will do it for me. Remember, in that Luke 17, verse 15 all the way to 19, he told that one leper, because you are the only one that came, he said, go. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Verse 19, I give you complete blessing. You came to thank me for cleansing, I give you complete blessing. The undoing of many Christians is that they don't know how to thank God even from the small. They are looking for the big. If you don't thank God for the small, you are not qualified for the big. If you don't thank God for today, you are not qualified for tomorrow. Please don't disqualify your future. If you thank God for today, your future is secured. Somebody shout hallelujah. Remember in Psalm 138 verse 8, quickly, because we're trying to round up so that we can do this very gorgeously. He said, the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. I told somebody to say loud amen. Yeah. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Yeah. Somebody say the loudest amen. Yeah. So we must thank God quickly. Somebody say quickly. Yeah. Louder, you can say quickly. Yeah. So that we don't suffer the loss of reversal. We must thank God quickly. We finished yesterday. We are doing a thanksgiving today. So that we don't suffer the loss of reversal. Your blessing shall not be reversed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Shall we rise on our feet? Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15 and 17. Hallelujah. We'll read this and then we'll get ready to go into a time of celebration. We're going to be thanking God, having our Shiloh Thanksgiving time. Musicians, get ready. Everyone, get ready. Now, I want you to look at the screen. I'll read verse 15, you read verse 16, and then we'll read verse 17. Are you ready? It said, hear ye and give ye, be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Verse 16, church is on the screen. Let's read together. Give glory to the Lord your God, before it causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountain, and while you look for light, it turn it into shadows of darkness and make it gross darkness. Say, God forbid. He said, but if you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, and my eyes will weep sore and run down with tears because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Somebody say, God forbid. Delayed thanksgiving makes a captive of the believer. Delay. So please, I want to admonish you. Every one of us, we are going to give God thanks. Get ready. We are going to go into a time of praise, worship. Prepare your Shiloh Thanksgiving seed, if you can, because it's very important. And we are going to be doing all of this in one. Amen. Psalm 96. Also, let me read verse 7 and verse 8. Give us understanding of what we are doing. Psalm 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Hallelujah. It says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindred, O ye people, give unto the Lord the glory and strength. Verse next, it says, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name and bring an offering. That is the reason why we encourage people here in every Thanksgiving service time. It's not only Thanksgiving amount, bring something to say, Lord, this is a connection to the things that you have done. Hallelujah. So please prepare all of that, and God bless you as you do. But please, all eyes bow and all eyes close quickly. This is Shiloh ground. All this blessing of the supernatural is only for those who are born again. I want to pray quickly for anyone who is not born again, who is not saved. Please give me the privilege to pray for you. You may be here for the very first time. There's a reason God brought you here. Please, I want to encourage you. You take a bold step. You come forward to the altar, and we are going to pray for you. Don't end the year in hypocrisy. Don't end the year in crisis. Come unto me, Jesus said, O ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. So wherever you are, please come, and the Lord bless you. Come forward. We'll pray for you from the altar. We'll pray for you from the altar. Church, please clap your hands for them. Let's encourage anyone that needs to come. Anyone when they say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to surrender my life to Christ. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to rededicate my life to Christ. All of this will land at Shiloh. Please take advantage of that. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. You don't go less. Come into Christ. You are blessed. Come into Christ. Anyone among us here, please come. Church, let's clap our hands for Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please, wherever you are, let's prepare our Thanksgiving seed. We're going to be praying for it. And then the choir will be taking us in a time of high praise. We're going to be praising God for the next 10 minutes. Hallelujah. The pastors and the elders are going to lead us in this praise. So you dance to the front. Please, if you are not dancing, don't come. If you are not dancing, don't come. If you are going to dance and celebrate, you come to the front. Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our Thanksgiving seed if you have one? So quickly we do this. Father, we have come on this Thanksgiving day for Shiloh. Accept our Thanksgiving seed. As we praise you within the next few moments we have, Lord, let the blessing of our Thanksgiving answer in our lives. We give you the thanks and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Please, ushers, you go ahead. You take the Thanksgiving seed as we usually do. Please don't let your neighbor thank you. Thank God more than you, so that their blessing will not be more than you. Are you catching what I'm saying? Let's celebrate the Lord wherever you are, with your handkerchief, with your voice, and everything you are. Let's go, choir.
We are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. Jehovah, thank you. Everybody saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. We thank you, Lord. We are saying.
We are saying
thank you.
All our pastors and all our elders, please free pray. Come towards the altar.
We say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we are saying thank you.
We are saying thank you.
Hey, everybody,
everybody.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we are saying thank you. Jesus, thank you. For Shiloh 2025, we say everybody say. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. Wherever you are right now, give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Personalize your thanksgiving. Begin to thank God. Thank God for your new status. Begin to call it by name and begin to thank God. Call it by name and begin to thank God. Call it by name and begin to thank God. Everything you have believed God for, Shiloh, if you can see yourself in it, begin to thank God for it. Lord, I thank you for my new car. I thank you for my new marriage. I thank you for my new immigration status. I thank you for my job. Mention the name. Mention the position. I thank you because I am now among the breaking new Grand Army. I am among the breaking new Grand Army. I am breaking new grounds in the left and in the right. I am walking in the realm of the supernatural. The supernatural is my natural manifestation. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we say thank you. To you alone be the glory. To you alone be the honor. To you alone be the adoration. Accept our thanksgiving this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said in the name of Jesus Christ. Your thanksgiving for Shiloh 2025 is accepted this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that joy and rejoicing shall not depart from your habitation. All through this year and the year 2026, I decree that you and your family shall be breaking new grounds. I thought your amen will be the loudest. I say you and your family will be breaking new grounds. You and your family will be breaking new grounds. You and your household will be breaking new grounds. In the morning, it shall be rejoicing. Afternoon, celebration. Evening, joy and rejoicing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. From today, everything that people suffer in the natural, you will not suffer it again. The God of Shiloh, who have enlisted you among the breaking new gun entity and the breaking new gun army, you will begin to manifest that status. No one will ask you, where is your God again? Before they ask you, your God will show up. Your God will show up. This week, your God will show up. The remaining part of the year, your God will show up. All through 2026, your God will show up. In the name of Jesus, and so shall it be. Somebody who is grateful, shout aloud, thank you, Jesus. The loudest you can say, thank you, Jesus. Give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise. And please just get back to your seat. God bless you. Come and join me, sing hallelujah.
Jehovah Jireh has told me you are. Come and join me, sing hallelujah.
Big hand of praise as you take your seat.
Let me congratulate your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them congratulations. Your status has changed.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.